Marcela, nos vamos inmediatamente a Estados Unidos porque tenemos comunicación con Wesley Clark, que es un general retirado del ejército de ese país y excomandante supremo aliado de la OTAN en Europa. Mr. Clark, thank you so much for being with us at W Radio Colombia. Welcome.
Thank you.
Bueno, primero preguntarle sobre sus primeras reacciones de este bombardeo y la captura de Nicolás Maduro por parte de Estados Unidos. Mr. Clark, your first reactions about this news, the bombings from the U.S. in Venezuela and the capture of Nicolás Maduro.
I think it was a very precise military operation that was many weeks in the preparation. The question now is what will happen to the people and the government of Venezuela? As you may know, Mr. Maduro was indicted as a narco trafficker in United States courts in 2020. Efforts were made. He had guaranteed the opportunity for Venezuela to have a free election, but then he forced the opposition candidate off the ballot. So his election in 2024 was considered illegitimate. He wasn't considered by the United States government as the legitimate leader in Venezuela. And so there will be a legal aftermath of this, probably in the U.S. court system. And I hope that the people of Venezuela will find an opportunity to move toward a more democratic, a real democratic system. The legitimate leader just received a Nobel Peace Prize, Ms. Machado, and hopefully the people of Venezuela will be able to welcome her back into Venezuela.
Nos dice que esto fue una operación militar precisa, muchas semanas de preparación. La pregunta ahora es qué pasará con el pueblo venezolano y el gobierno de Venezuela. El señor Maduro, él recuerda, fue acusado como narcotraficante en 2020, obligó al candidato o a la candidata de la oposición a retirarse de las elecciones cuando prometió hacer elecciones libres. Su elección fue ilegítima, Estados Unidos lo considera como un presidente ilegítimo, habrá un proceso legal ahora en los tribunales estadounidenses y él espera que el pueblo venezolano consiga la democracia y recuerda que María Corina Machado ganó el premio Nobel de Paz.
Carlos, yo quisiera saber si él cree que hubo apoyo de altos mandos venezolanos para que se llevara a cabo esta operación. Do you believe that in order for this operation to be a success, there needed to be help from, high-ranking members of the military, of the Venezuelan military or the Venezuelan regime itself?
I don't believe that that's happened. I don't rule out the possibility of this, but the important thing is that there be stability in Venezuela, and that with the departure of Mr. Maduro, that the country be open to democratic elections that are truly democratic and free.
Ana nos dice que él no cree que eso haya sucedido, no descarta la posibilidad, pero lo importante es que haya estabilidad en Venezuela y el país tiene que estar abierto a la democracia y a que haya elecciones libres, pero libres de verdad.
¿Y cómo entendería él el hecho de que, en principio, porque nadie nos ha contado lo contrario, no haya habido algún tipo de reacción o de intento de evitar que se llevaran a Nicolás Maduro por parte de las fuerzas militares, que es que venezolanas, pareciera que todo se hubiera facilitado. But how can you explain or at least how can we understand the fact that there was no reaction, at least not that we know about, from the armed forces of Venezuela when this operation was going through? We don't know anything about perhaps any attempt to try to avoid Maduro to be extracted from Venezuela.
I think there will have to be reporting on this in the following days, but I expect that what happened was that the United States executed a certain limited number of strikes against early warning radar and any quick reaction forces that might have been able to interfere with the extraction.
Él nos dice, Juan Pablo, que habrá que esperar informes sobre esto en los próximos días. Él supone que lo que ocurrió fue que Estados Unidos llevó a cabo un número limitado de ataques contra Venezuela y que hubo informaciones importantes y rápidas sobre estos ataques, pero aún así se ejecutaron. Yo quiero preguntarle al señor Clark sobre el papel ahora de la comunidad internacional. Ya Estados Unidos está más que metido en esto, pero ¿qué tiene que hacer la Unión Europea? ¿Qué tiene que hacer la OTAN y Latinoamérica con respecto a esto? Mr. Clark, now I would like to speak about the international community. Of course, the United States is more than involved in this, but what about the European Union? What about NATO? What about Latin America? What would you, do you think must happen there?
Well, I think the European Union will not support Mr. Maduro. So I think the European governments will broadly support action by the United States. They didn't believe that Mr. Maduro was legitimately elected. And so the fact that he's been taken out by the United States will be brought to trial for narco trafficking. And the fact is that the boats that were seized or the boats that were bombed were actually taking drugs that would have ended up in Europe. So I think Europe will be supportive. I know there will always be concerns in Latin America about U.S. military action. I hope that the leaders in Latin America will appreciate the fact that the United States wants to see real democracy succeed in the hemisphere. It doesn't want to see a foreign military involvement in the hemisphere. It doesn't want to see a subversion of democratically elected governments in the hemisphere or actions that would economically or in other ways support terrorism. It's time for the entire hemisphere to come together in a spirit of real democracy. And that's always been the dream of the United States. Sometimes we haven't followed through on it well enough. But from the first time of the American Revolution, 250 years ago, Americans looked south. They saw Spanish colonies. They saw the British colonies. They saw French intervention in the hemisphere. And they always believed that others in the hemisphere should enjoy the same benefits of freedom and democracy that Americans sought for themselves. So I hope this will be perceived as a step in that direction.
Nos dice que él cree que la Unión Europea no va a apoyar a Maduro, pero nos dice que los gobiernos europeos, aunque creen que Maduro fue elegido ilegítimamente, no cree que apoyen tan así los bombardeos y la acción militar de Estados Unidos en Colombia. Él recuerda de nuevo que Maduro fue detenido y llevado ante la justicia de Estados Unidos, y siempre va a haber preocupaciones en Latinoamérica sobre las acciones militares de Estados Unidos en Venezuela, pero él espera que esta región pueda ver que Estados Unidos quiere la democracia, no quiere una intervención militar, no quiere un régimen ilegítimo que apoye el terrorismo. Es hora, dice él, de unirnos en el espíritu de la democracia, que es el sueño de Estados Unidos, que no siempre lo han cumplido, pero desde en la revolución de Estados Unidos ellos han visto colonias españolas, francesas, británicas, por lo que ellos siempre han creído que todo el mundo debe vivir en democracia.
Carlos, aquí en el sur de la Florida hay un tono de agradecimiento hacia el presidente Donald Trump, y yo quiero preguntarle a nuestro invitado si él cree que hay un escenario distinto ahora. Ese indictment del que se habla de Nicolás Maduro estaba allí desde el 2020. ¿Cree él que algo ha cambiado ahora en este 2026, o realmente esto es un mérito absoluto de la decisión del presidente Donald Trump de dar un paso más allá que las sanciones que habíamos visto por los últimos años? Mr. Raisley, here in South Florida, there's a lot of, you know, happiness, of course, but then there's a lot of thankfulness towards President Donald Trump. Do you believe that something has changed? I mean, the indictment on Maduro has been there since 2020. Do you think there's something different that has happened today that has opened the door for President Trump to take this decision? Or could we say that this was a President Trump that said, you know what, I'm done with sanctions, we have to do something different?
I think what's happened is that President Trump has taken a much more activist role as president than President Biden did. President Biden, and before him President Obama, basically focused on domestic problems. They were happy in office, but they had no great ambitions to make changes. I think President Trump has come in and sees himself as an agent of change. He has a different conception of U.S. foreign policy, and he's even though he's speaking strongly as a advocate for peace and wants a peaceful resolution of conflicts around the world, I think he's not so unwilling to use force where it makes sense to advance interests of the United States and democracy.
Mr. Clark, thank you so much for being with us at W Radio Colombia. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Ana, best wishes to Colombia.
Thank you so much. Ana nos dice que él cree que lo que ha pasado es que Trump ha adoptado un papel más activista que el presidente Biden, porque Biden y Obama se centraron en los problemas internos, domésticos, y no tenían grandes ambiciones de hacer cambios, sobre todo cambios en el extranjero. Trump tiene autoridad y se presenta a sí mismo como un agente del cambio, y así lo ha demostrado en el exterior. Tiene una concepción diferente de la política exterior de Estados Unidos, habla con firmeza y habla de paz, y quiere una resolución pacífica en todo el mundo, pero está dispuesto a usar la fuerza si así se necesita.